The so-called Arab Spring has played out on a very public world stage, in television pictures and vigorous debate and postings in social media. We've had front row seats, in a sense, to the changes in Egypt, Tunisia, even Libya, but not so in Syria, where the United Nations estimates that some 3,000 people have been killed out of the world's view in bloody confrontations witnessed only by Syrian civilians and their oppressors. The Syrian government has refused most visas for journalists, and those in the country are closely watched and their movements restricted. But journalist Ramina Navai found a way to get in and was undercover in Syria for 2 weeks, traveling to some of the country's most dangerous places. She's a reporter featured in the upcoming Frontline documentary, Syria Undercover, produced by our partner WGBH in Boston. Ramina, good morning.
Morning.
So, first of all, without disclosing anything that's of a sensitive nature, how difficult was it for you to get into Syria, and what was your mission once you got in?
We were posing as tourists, so we had valid visas. Getting in was fine. Our visas were for 15 days. We were a team of two, and I was with an Arabic-speaking producer. What was difficult was actually operating, managing to get the camera out and filming, because, of course, we were undercover, so we had to film surreptitiously. That was one of the hardest parts, actually.
Well, since we have you and you've had this window on Syria from the inside, I want to ask you about a couple of stories we've been talking about this week. Any confirmation of this Amnesty International report that hospitals are being used as torture centers? Did anyone tell you anything like that when you were there? And what about the issue of military defectors, soldiers actually leaving the military and becoming part of the opposition?
Absolutely. What we saw on the ground totally corroborates the Amnesty report, and it was quite remarkable. What we saw on the ground was dozens of secret hospitals. They're called secret hospitals. They're usually safe houses, people's back rooms. We even saw one that was in a crumbling building block. It was half constructed, and they were hiding patients. Now, the reason they're hiding patients is because we were told by many injured protesters and by a doctor himself who was working in one of the main public hospitals there that the military, the feared militia, the Shabiha, are raiding public hospitals, and they're looking, they're searching for injured protesters. The doctor said when they find them, they take them away, they drag them away. And this doctor said he'd witnessed protesters come in with superficial injuries. They'd be dragged away by the security forces. And then he said about a week later, their dead bodies would be delivered to their families. So this is something we were told about time and time again. And we saw many injured protesters. They all had gunshot wounds. Some of them were children.
Oh, that's a horrific story. We're talking with Ramina Navai, who was undercover in Syria. She's one of the reporters featured in the Frontline documentary, Syria Undercover. As for those military defectors, here's an encounter that you had with a soldier who claimed that he had defected from the Assad regime. Listen.
More than 40 demonstrations. The people came out and we were commanded to shoot. If we refused to shoot, the military would shoot us. I don't know if I killed anyone or not, but I did shoot at demonstrations and a large number of innocent women and children died.
Now, this is from part of your documentary, right, Ramina?
Yes.
All right, explain that encounter and whether he is typical of the kinds of military defectors that you ran into.
He is typical. We met four soldiers who had deserted. They'd been stationed in different areas across the country, which also gives you a sense of scale of how widespread the dissent is and how widespread the crackdown is. So four different places all across the country. And all four of them had very similar experiences. They were given direct orders, they said, to shoot to kill at protesters. And one of them said that he witnessed his buddy, he said his friend beside him, who refused, said, "I can't shoot at these people. They're unarmed. There are families here. They're women and children." And they had been told, "If you don't shoot to kill, we'll kill you." And his friend, this soldier, was killed in front of his very eyes. And the other soldier said the same. They said they'd been warned, "If you don't shoot to kill, you'll be killed yourself."
There's a moment in the documentary which conveys both the sense of threat inside Syria, but also the sense of confinement that you actually convey for yourself, being trapped inside a particular town. Listen to this.
Malik, Mohammed, and Abu Jaffa all hid in a cupboard. We were advised not to hide, but to make sure we had our passports ready to show we weren't Syrians.
You can now hear them right outside the door, so we're putting the camera away.
So there you are, Ramita, telling the story, but the sounds in the background are of you whispering under siege. Where were you and what was going on?
We'd gone to, as you said, the town of Madaya. It's about a 45-minute drive northwest of Damascus to meet some activists. Shortly after we got there, the activists had news by a network of lookouts that they use that the army was entering the town. The army was coming to surround the town, and they knew that when that happens, they then start storming the town, and they send the militia, loyalist militia known as the Shabiha in. And we were trapped in this safe house, and the lookouts were phoning every few hours with news of neighborhoods being raided, and the raids were getting closer and closer until finally we got word that we were all dreading was that they were headed towards, they were headed to our street. And it was a really terrifying moment. Now, the safe house that we'd chosen had been chosen, that the guys had chosen, had been chosen because it had two escape routes. There were militia men, armed militia men, outside the window so the guys couldn't escape. The activists were forced to hide in a cupboard. And we could then hear the militia storming down the road, windows being smashed, doors being banged down, and people being beaten up,
and you
women screaming.
You recorded that with a cell phone. Unfortunately, we have to go. But any sense of where this is headed in Syria in the last few seconds?
I think it's going to be long and bloody. I think civilians are starting to arm themselves, and I think this isn't going to end anytime soon.
Ramita Devai, frontline reporter who spent 15 days undercover in some of the most dangerous parts of Syria last month. She's featured in an upcoming frontline documentary, Syria Undercover, airing on November 8th. Thank you, Ramita.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.